Hey, it's time for the Warrior of the Week from Vance Air Force Base and the Studio Tech Sergeant Alicia Kornman. Alicia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You've been in the Air Force for 14 years. The stories you could tell.
Absolutely.
You've been at the base at Vance Air Force Base for 3.5 years. So how much longer do you have here in ENID? Do you know?
I honestly only have about 6 months left because I have orders to go to Shaw Air Force Base in South Carolina in March of 26.
Awesome. So. Awesome. You're in it for the full 20 years, obviously.
I am.
So will Shaw be the final assignment, maybe?
It might be.
Close?
Might not. Okay. We'll see if the Air Force can get me to stay a little longer.
There you go. What do you do at the base?
I am the commander's executive assistant at the wing level. Mm-hmm. So essentially any correspondence or administrative program actions that come to Colonel Lundeby come through me first.
Gotcha. You are... That position's got to hold an immense amount of responsibility.
Oh, yes.
I think that's why you got to have that many stripes on your lapel to fill that role. There's a lot of responsibility there.
Yes.
Most of which we can't even talk about, so let's not even try. So what got you in the Air Force in the first place?
So in the first place, I honestly didn't want to join the military. Both of my parents were a product of the military, and I made it my goal to try to go to college and avoid it at all costs.
Mm-hmm.
But I soon figured out that saving money is very hard at the, age of 19.
Yeah.
So I heard about the college initiative programs that the Air Force had, and I decided to walk into a recruiter's office where I was boldly told I was not ready. And so I just made it my mission to make it through to the Air Force so I could start my college.
Yeah.
In school.
Now, did you continue with the college thing? Or
I did. Okay. I actually just graduated with my CCAF degree in information management.
Awesome. So when are you going to start being able to use that before you get out of the Air Force? That'd be the card that you play after Air Force?
So essentially when you get a CCAF degree, it's close to your trade of work in the Air Force already. Yeah. So I'm technically already using that experience.
Gotcha. So then when you get into the private sector, you make the money.
Yes, sir.
In theory. Yeah. It talks about cybersecurity and cyber defense at this point and weightlifting, and now you're starting to terrify me. So what do you want to do when you get out of the Air Force that you can talk about?
I want to pursue a career path in cybersecurity, whether that's, walking straight into the area of cyber warfare and keeping our country safe from cyber attacks,
because
that seems to be the path we're going on in the war realm. So,
Okay. And you've also got kiddos.
I do.
Mm-hmm. And happy, it looks like. There's nothing on this thing that shows me otherwise.
Yes, very happy.
What's the coolest thing that's happened to you that you can talk about while in the Air Force? I know you got a million stories.
Oh, man, the coolest thing to happen to me in the Air Force. You're right, I have a million stories, but I would have to say the coolest opportunity I've had in the Air Force is working for the Air Force ROTC program out of the University of New Mexico.
Yeah.
That's actually where I came from to Vance. So I had the opportunity to basically mold new second lieutenants into Air Force leaders. And I got to lead them all the way through to commissioning. And it's like watching kids grow up, but like older kids, obviously they're in college. And, but that was probably one of my coolest experiences.
What do you tell the young lieutenants that come on base about how to treat the senior NCOs, and what's your advice to them?
My advice is usually, don't go in with a big head. Mm-hmm. You got to find the NCO that has subject matter expertise.
Yeah.
It could be as low as a senior airman, and it could be as high as a chief master sergeant.
Right.
But just finding that person that can really mentor you and develop you as a leader, I think that's like my number one thing that I tell them.
Awesome. Good attitude, good heart. I can tell you're right and where you need to be.
Thank you.
Alicia, thank you for coming in.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you. And good luck. Keep your fingers crossed and you'll get success all the way, okay?
Thank you so much.